All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Hentai Corner. This week, we're doing the degeneracy that is Dead and Aegis. Yes, it's gonna be fucked up. 2 hours of pure fucked up shit this week. So, you guys will get that in 30-minute bits, and that's how we're gonna do it. So let me go ahead and get started while she's getting fucked by Tyrone. The man smiles in satisfaction at the sensation of fucking a virgin. She's not a virgin anymore. He moves in gentle movements that belie his corpulent form, enjoying the sensation of her folds as he gradually grows accustomed to her warmth and moistness. Why are all these guys so fat anyway? He caresses Minori's tear-stained cheeks and gently combs through her sweat-matted hair. See? It doesn't hurt. I love virgins, but I don't like hearing women scream. That's why this place is like a dream for me. The girls there are all virgins, but they all start feeling good so quickly. That don't sound like nothing to come out of any black man I ever heard. He runs his tongue over nipples like they're candy while gently caressing around her slit. It's fake virginity, though. There's nothing real in this world anyway. No point in insisting on authenticity. This black giant is gentle. His strokes only feel good. And he's not just moving to satisfy his lust. He enjoys pleasuring his women too. Oh, by the way, this scene is kind of freaking me out because I don't see her little arm there. And I'm starting to think like, she's super buff Minori because you see that guy's big old arm and it looks weird. It looks like her arm is just like is this massive Hulk arm and a small body. So yeah, that's really fucking with me.
I'm not your boyfriend, but for now you can think I am.
He snaps her lips too easily. He snaps her lips? What the fuck does that even mean? You know, I really need to put this on some kind of filter so I can see. I can't fucking see the... Yeah. There we go. I need to see something. You can still see the CG, okay? It's not that bad. He steals her lips too easily. His tongue curls around hers, lapping at her mouth. I'm not repeating all that. He licks the base of her tongue. He's more adept at handling women than any other man she's had before. Before she knows it, Minori is in a dreamy daze. No, perhaps it would be more accurate to say she's been reduced to utter delirium. By the time he finally releases her, Minori's eyes are erratically wavering. Compared to the commander's skilled but indifferent ministrations and Callahan's violent touches, this man strikes a balance between both being experienced and gentle.
It'll hurt less if you're loud. You're my newest sex doll, so I'll give you the best of flowering as a welcome present.
Again, nothing I've heard a black man say. Her disciplined wet genitals long for his cock to penetrate them more deeply, urging it to go faster. The gentleness that makes her body shiver with anticipation only makes Minori's heart feel all the more miserable. However, that doesn't make it any easier for her to hold back her moans. This man doesn't care one bit for Minori's achievements as a soldier. He doesn't care about her at all, actually. He's only gentle with her because he knows she's a virgin. To him, she's nothing more than a vagina with a hymen. But he doesn't give her one... He doesn't give her any time to wallow in her sorrow. Her penis and her vagina starts moving in tandem with the one violating her ass. "You're rubbing me inside," she says.
"Can you tell, sex doll? You're overflowing with love lotion. It's going well so far, but it might hurt a little now. Don't worry, though. The pain will go away in a minute."
The fat black man smiles comfortingly at her, even as he continues to thrust his waist against hers. A scream leaves Minori's lips. Her hymen, which was made to be especially sturdy, continues to obstinately reject the man's invasion.
"Oh, this one's tough, you poor thing. You won't enjoy sex like this. Still, you've got a strong frame, so I'm sure you'll handle this just fine."
The man grabs Minori's waist and moans loudly as he thrusts into her. Blood drips from her vagina.
Oh, you poor thing. I'll make it all better.
The man pushes his large body against Minori's, pressing his chest to hers. The heat of his body soaks into her while he caresses her gently with both his hands and his cock inside her. Much to her chagrin, the pain is fading away. It really is. Her body is too disciplined in the ways of sex. Is there like a martial arts reference?
Oh good, keep it up, sex doll. I'll reward you by making you feel real good.
The black man slowly penetrates even deeper in. You know, he has to go slow. The man behind her also resumes pumping. I tell you, it'd take me to take this horrible fucking moment and turn it into a comedy. This can't be! The CC organ inside her functions as another erogenous zone. With it being poked from both sides by two dicks, it overcomes Minori with a degree of pleasure unlike anything she's ever experienced before.
Great, isn't it? Getting deflowered and spit roasted is the best. Now, a lot of women have said that. I don't know about the deflower part, but the spit roasted part? Oh, shit.
It feels great when we both pincer that spot in the back of your pussy, doesn't it? I know you love this. Especially because girls infested with those monsters have more sensitive spots than normal women. There, you love being raped, you fucking whore. I'm going crazy. Please, one of you, I don't care which, pull out. Minori's body shakes, overcome by intense pleasure. But with a trap between the two of them, she has nowhere to run.
Man, I love that swollen bit at the very back. Can you feel it, Dolly? There's a little flower in the entrance of your womb, and it's kissing my cock.
The moment he draws her attention to it, she becomes aware of that other organ inside her that gives her pleasure. She can keenly feel the shape of the large dicks churning against it inside her. The CC organ sticks out of her womb, like it's trying to actively suck on the dick approaching it. No, I can feel it. There's something strange inside me. Just stop. Don't make me feel it anymore. It's too much. The CC organ sticking out of her womb is a sensory organ. Much like a starfish or flower, it has a radial protuberance that caresses, sucks, and twists around the cock, assaulting it.
No need to be shy. You're a sex doll after all.
The man behind her laughs victoriously. God, good, this feels great. Oh yes, right there. That's great. Feels like I'm gonna come any minute now, too.
I don't know about the two part.
The man in front of her excitedly pumps faster, probing to see which movements excite Minori's insides the most. Her folds cling to his rod uniformly, caressing and stimulating it, and the CC organ at the end of her vaginal tunnel sucks on the penis's tip.
Ah! Wrong voice.
I can feel it. I can feel the dick shape. This can't. My pussy's sucking on your dick. What? With her sensitivity amplified, Minori feels like her genitals are swallowing up his cock. The pleasure burning through her turns her from a soldier into a woman and from a woman to a bitch in heat. Their three intertwined bodies rub and slap against each other, smearing one another with their sweat and juices as they become one through pleasure. The two men toy with their tightening holes, breathing heavily as they get drunk off the ecstasy. At this point, Minori knows nothing except for pleasure. Both men kiss her in turns until she can no longer tell which one is which at any given moment. She simply sucks and kisses back in a state of utter delirium.
You're the best sex doll I've fucked yet. You're great, really.
He's complimenting her. Someone just complimented her. With her heart so crushed by feelings of inferiority, these words are like sweet poison. I'm the best sex doll! It's good! Mess me up more, I've lost my fucking mind! Doesn't say that there, but it's implied. Minori finally admits it. She's not a soldier, but a sex doll, a living marionette. Once she finally snaps out of it, the memory of her saying this will likely fill her with self-loathing, though. But it'll be a long time before she does. That's right, you're a sex doll, you're no soldier, you're not even a woman, you're just a living, breathing doll. Come on, I'll make it even better. Don't think of anything.
Oh, you're getting tighter. You're sucking me up. Oh, you're the best sex doll there is. Oh.
He shakes his black, sweaty, and corpulent body, driving it lustfully against her pale form. Minori can't think of anything anymore. All she can do is seethe in the raging torrent of pleasure. By now, she's like a machine made of flesh, moving her body slowly in pursuit of gratification. Her coquettish moans are so loud, they manage to draw the attention of the other men who gather around them while waiting for their turn. Minori doesn't even realize they're there. It's like a clarion call let off, and men are like, "Pussy? Where? Oh my god! Oh, we gotta hurry!" And they're all, you know, they're all naked running around. It's good, so good, everything feels good. Coming! Her slender limbs twitch in an alluring dance as both her orifices squeeze up on the men's cocks. Oh, this is... The man behind her reaches his climax, spilling his hot seed into Minori's anus. My butt feels hot, so good, I'm gonna come from my butt too. The seed is the final push she needs. Her body twitches as she begins orgasming. Oh, you're clamping down on me, baby. Good stuff. Oh. The man in front of her thrusts his hips forward as if to finish her off, squeezing his semen out into her all the while. Coming! Minori loses herself in the most intense orgasm she's ever had. Pleasure fries her brain, melting away all her thoughts. Both men groan roughly, joining their voices with their moans into an ensemble before all three of their voices slowly die down. Even now, Minori stares up at the ceiling with vacant eyes, lethargically basking in the afterglow of her orgasm. The black man finally stands up on wobbling legs. Phew, that felt good. But man, it's exhausting. I think tomorrow I'll give up looking for virgins and just come to you. He pulls out his limp, cum-covered penis, leaving her vagina twitching longingly in his absence. Fortunately for her, that longing is soon answered. Soon as the black man leaves, two feeble-looking old men reveal their bony bodies and approach her exposed crotch. Both their cocks stripped with pre-cum like they can't wait for what's to come. Both men are identical just about every way. Cocks! Two cocks! Minori, no, the sex doll whispers happily. She's lost her past and her future. Her past with Mitsumi, her future with Lizette. The only thing she has is the present where she drowns herself in carnal desire. You really love cocks, don't you? You must really love sex. You're a sex doll, after all. Yes, I love it! I love sex! She dreamily parrots his words, her gaze transfixed on the penises approaching her. You don't need these weird clothes anymore, then. Huh? For a second, the light returns to Minori's eyes. The moment the old men's cocks are thrust before her eyes, allowing her to catch a whiff of their masculine must, she lets out another adorable sigh. She claws at what remains of her costume in an attempt to peel it off herself. At this point, she can't even tell what she's wearing. The man behind her pulls off her wig, revealing her real hair underneath. That's the last of her garb as the special warfare trooper is gone. All that remains is a woman named Minori Iizuka. Come to me! Hurry! I want sex! The old men both swallow nervously and bend over the sex doll's body. Then they both thrust their dicks into her gaping pussy. Two dicks are going inside me, I'm gonna break! But those two men aren't alone. Another man grabs Minori's head from behind and starts forcibly raping her mouth. Good God, are they having their way with her? The man fucking her mouth grabs her hair and starts shaking her head back and forth, penetrating her throat. When the two men fucking her pussy, another man joins in to fuck her backside as well. She's now being raped by four dicks at once. Holy moly. It should feel like a living hell, but with her emotional foundation crushed, Minori really has been reduced to a sex doll, at least for the time being. For now, this is nothing but pleasure for her. Her heart is numb. At this point, the only thing between these men is an empty shell that used to be Minori. With all the agony gone, she's become a flesh machine that services men. By now, her thinking is degraded into depravity. She doesn't see herself as a soldier anymore. She can just keep doing this for a living. Even if someone were to mock her for it, she doesn't care anymore. All these men are praising her. They tell her she feels good, clenches good, sucks well, acts great, that she's an amazing sex doll. It feels good, that's all. Having her identity wiped away feels good, makes everyone happy, and they praise her for it. Minori is enveloped in dull-witted sexual bliss, and that's why. When one oddly muscular Caucasian man starts choking her, shouting for her to get even tighter, she doesn't feel anything in particular. Give me a minute here. There we go. The only thing she thinks is, he praised me. That's great. It feels good. It's good. There's nothing else. She's not a soldier or a lover or even a woman. She's just a sex doll. Even after she falls unconscious from the asphyxiation, her trained orifices continue pleasuring the men. None of the men even notice that the sex doll might be dying. To them, she's nothing more than a part of a process that makes them richer and more powerful. A consumable product. No one would be punished for breaking her. Minori Izuka would simply be recorded as killed in action, KIA. None of this is a problem. Oh, you can't break her. It cost us so much to train her. Or do you want to go fight the CC in her place? Minori comes to in a fit of coughing, her body desperately seeking oxygen after having been suffocated. The men freeze up as Cersei looks down on them with a chilly smile. I can't quite recall when it happened, but there was an incident. One time the CC broke through our patrol lines, rushed the cathedral, and broke through the walls. It cost the lives of a few unfortunate guests. These are just facts, yes? Nothing more, nothing less. Carry on, then. The man who strangled Minori retreats before entirely fleeing the room like a herbivore who just spotted a predator. Minori gazes at Cersei absentmindedly. Cersei the Dotard, a pathetic woman who lost most of her powers as a special warfare trooper and lives on by clinging to disgrace. Minori's predecessor. No matter how many times Minori complained about her treatment, no matter how awfully the men treated her and came close to raping her, Cersei always told her to give up and bear with it. But is that really what she's like? How is this person sane after spending so many years here? Minori feels a shiver run down her spine. Terror. She's afraid. For the first time, she fears Cersei. But Cersei soon leaves, and the men continue swarming Minori's body. Her front and back holes are once again plugged. The cock invades her mouth, and her hands are forced to grip penises. Ugh. Man. Forced to grip penises. That sounds pretty awful. Don't think I could do that. Every part of her body that can possibly accommodate a dick is used to satisfy these men. The momentary flash of terror is soon washed away by pleasure, fading away. Well, that sucked. June 26th. Mrs. Izuka, wake up! With Cersei forcefully shaking her, Minori sluggishly opens her eyes. She moves unsteadily like a machine that's run out of batteries. She's Minori Izuka. She lies alone on the guest room's soiled carpet. Oh, thank goodness. You just wouldn't wake up. A thick stench hangs over the room, reeking of alcohol, sweat, and coitus, the aftermath of an orgy. Minori is an exemplary example of that stale scent. She's covered in greasy sweat and cum with her sticky hair and pubes clinging to her skin. Congratulations on a job well done. This time was pretty terrible. They just wouldn't let go of your body. You were servicing 10 men all by yourself until just a short while ago. Good God almighty, that's a lot. Scab virginal blood clings to her inner thighs. There's still semen leaking out of her vagina and anus. Apparently they were very satisfied with your body. A few of them joked about taking you back home as a sex doll and said they'll always call for you when they come for inspections. Minori simply stares blankly at the ceiling, but Cersei continues, unperturbed. But what are we gonna do? At this rate, we won't make it. We still need to see off the guests. There's no time to give you your special enhancement gear. Well, I suppose the way you are now, we could just bring you out there as is. Cersei takes out a portable terminal and makes a call. Minori lies unmoving on the carpet as Cersei busies herself. A puddle of semen leaking from her vagina gradually spreads under her. Callahan returns to the deployment port. There, the guests are being seen off. The voices of the special warfare troopers inside can be heard coming out in muffled screams and moans. Callahan is carrying a naked woman on his shoulder whose limbs dangle powerlessly. Ayusha, good night, tries to lunge towards them, but Nana stops her. The girl being carried doesn't react to any of this. Her body is filthy with the remains of body fluids. Semen flows out of her vagina, down her thighs, and onto the deployment port's metallic anti-skid floor. He drops her to the floor haphazardly, like she's little more than a sack, leaving Minori lying sprawled out and face down. The shock of hitting the floor makes more semen squirt from her vagina.
Damn, bitch, making me work. You might be a yellow nympho, but don't fornicate with men until morning, goddammit.
His words are clearly improper, but they serve as a warning and a show of force. This is what happens to those who try to expose the truth. All the girls who participate in the reception understand. Minori was thoroughly gang-raped until she was crushed in both mind and body.
And wake the fuck up already! Who said you could sleep in?
He grabs a female soldier. No, the pitiful woman who lost all her willpower by her hair, dragging her up to her feet. He then turns her in the direction of the other girls. The changes her body has gone through back when he first showed off her body on that first day on the base are extremely stark. Where there were once tight muscles, there are now curvy limbs. Her overall figure has become much rounder. Even though she's no longer having sex, her nipples still stand erect atop her lovely breast and her clitoris lewdly sticks out. Her pubes have become thicker and sleeker. Her labia have increased in size. Her slit, which once remained modestly closed, now hangs open. Her body is overwritten into a form that hungers for sexual satisfaction. Minori Iizuka is far from the only one like this. Every single special warfare trooper has gone through this transformation.
Heh heh, and despite being an ugly yellow whore, you had to go and try to leak military secrets to the guests. Also, you could hog that special treatment all for yourself. You really are one obscene nympho.
Those who try to expose the truth know he's lying and don't believe him. But some of the other girls who participated in the reception do believe his words. They try to do the same, only to be broken halfway. And truth, the guests already know all the things the girls told them. I figured they did. Some of the girls who haven't participated can't help but honestly believe his warning. Some of them have already broken under the men's pressure and can only see Minori's continued resistance as criticism leveled against them. It's easy for them to accept the tale that Minori was only thinking of her own self-preservation, was actually flirting with the men behind everyone's back. To those who looked with hope and admiration at Minori and her struggles, seeing her lying broken and defeated like this fills them with disappointment and despair. But Minori Iizuka, covered as she is in filth and stinking of sex, doesn't react to the many gazes directed at her. Seeing that the girls have observed the symbol of their defeat and submission long enough, Callahan places the encased wand over Minori's chest.
Hey, Miss First Lieutenant, how long are you gonna stand there? Get in line.
He carefully kicks at her buttocks like she's just a dog. The poor girl staggers forward, walking in wobbling steps to join the girls' ranks without so much as a hint of humiliation or shame. With each wavering step, her moist buttocks shake, allowing semen to escape from the crack between them. Someone laughs. The laughter gradually spreads. Some scoff at her from sheer cruelty, others laugh just to join in with everyone else, and a few laugh because the sight is just too absurd. Most of the special warfare troopers laugh. Those who don't simply bite their lips, wondering if they'll be the next to end up like this. Minori stands behind Ayusha and Nana. The two can't break ranks, but they do call out to her from where they stand. Minori, stay strong! Minori doesn't react in any way to their calls. She just stares ahead blankly. A voice echoes through the sortie port. No, not through the sortie port. But in the special warfare trooper's heads like an auditory illusion. Recall your special warfare training. Recall your special warfare training. They've heard these words before. They've heard them day after day during the special warfare training simulations. Special warfare trooper. Special warfare gear. Commence deployment. Next year is the words that were always repeated at the start of a training session. The mental routine that was beaten into their minds through rigorous training automatically activates. The special warfare troopers clench the encased wands hanging from their necks and begin deploying their special warfare gear, transforming into magical girls. Special Special Warfare Trooper Yusha Petrovnov to Special Warfare Trooper Corps. Special Warfare Gear commence deployment routine. Special Warfare Trooper Nana Kisaragi, the Special Warfare Trooper Corps, Virtual Combat Form commence deployment routine. It's a sight that only can be described as magical. Hearing the voice in her head, Minori reflexively grips the wand hanging from her chest. Special Warfare Trooper Minori Iizuka of the Special Warfare Trooper Groups Corp. Special Warfare Gear commence deployment routine. The CC organ in her uterus trembles, sending a burning heat through her belly. Her erect clit twitches. The memories of the gang rape she endured surfaces in her mind. The memories have been etched into her very skin and into the depths of her vagina. Memories of how she offered up her body, of how the men fucked her from the front, from behind, and even using her mouth and hands. She's just a sex doll, after all. Minori weakly shakes her head. No, she's in the middle of deploying her special warfare gear. She strains her mind, trying to concentrate on the gear she's trying to materialize. Why? But the image she's trying to picture, the image she thought she knew so well, feels so hazy. She can't properly imagine it. Why can't I? She tries to hold Lizette's image in her mind, but the only thing she can think of is the image of her chained up and raped, of how her loose expression was contorted into a mask of sexual joy. She tries to think of people she wants to protect, but all she can see are those men, who only see this war as a source of money. They all thrust their penises at her and her friends, raping them. She tries to imagine herself fighting, but instead she can only see herself fornicating with the men. I can't do anything anymore. And as the girls transform into their special warfare gear, the air drains out of the deployment port. The oxygen rapidly drains out from all around Minori. Nana is saying something, but the atmosphere is too thin for sound to travel through it. Because Minori isn't transformed, she can't hear Nana's voice through the force field. Ayusha turns around and shouts something. Minori can't hear it. Their presence feels distant. The deployment port ceiling slowly opens, with what little air that remained now blasts out into the vacuum of space. The girls are also sucked out, but they soon engage their powers and fly away. Minori's body floats up too. The stagnant, ominous sky of the space sector fills her field of vision. Without her special warfare gear, she can't control her trajectory. She's helplessly siphoned out into the vast vacuum of space. Suffocation overcomes her. When the human body is exposed to the vacuum of space unprotected, it loses consciousness within 15 seconds. After 3 minutes of exposure, it dies of suffocation. I can't use my magic anymore. With that final thought, Minori's consciousness blinks out. Next up is the news. Mankind's battle with our hated enemies, the CC, continues. Financial advisors from Earth were dispatched to confirm the state of affairs on the front lines. After inspecting the base, they had a conference with Commander Kinnison where multiple crucial topics were discussed. Afterwards, they dined together with the Special Warfare Trooper Corps' elites. While they fight bravely for mankind, these soldiers are still young women isolated on their base. Hearing news of the events on Earth is likely quite a welcome change of pace for them. The advisors are set to return from the cathedral on June 26 by 11:30. They plan to reveal an as-of-yet unannounced surprise once they do. Watch as their space vessel, the Lizette Agarol, is provided a full escort by the beautiful maidens of the Special Warfare Trooper Corps. Ah, what a dreamlike sight. Simply breathtaking. These fair maidens safeguard our planet's peace and stability. To support them in their arduous battle, the UEF requires all the support it can possibly get. A small subset of fans notice that Group 14, which has gained popularity in recent months, isn't anywhere in the footage. The fact spawns fervent rumor mongering that they were never actually part of the mission to begin with, and that their earlier appearances in the media broadcasts were faked. Oof.